Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Men in Tights podcast. I sincerely hope that you've been having a wonderful week and that June has been a good start for you. I know things have been crazy out there the last few weeks, and if you want to hear more of my thoughts on that, check out my other episode that I uploaded a few days ago. Now, if you're watching me on YouTube, you can see my little shirt that I have right here. It is the... let's see, move out of the way for the microphone. It is the Hail Snydra t-shirt from the Midside store, the podcast Welcome to the Midside, Witness the Farce, hosted by my friend Justin. I'll have the link in the description below for this. If you want to get your own little Hail Snydra t-shirt, it is themidside.com/store. That will be in the description below, so you can check that out. And this episode that I'll be talking about today is, it is, as you can see from the title and the thumbnail, this is part 4 of my mental health awareness series. And this one was inspired by my lovely, lovely friend Stella, and who... By the way, you should check out her YouTube channel as well. She is an absolutely beautiful human being, not just physically, which she is. But she is also just a great person to talk to and to listen to, who will listen to you. And I'll have the link to her YouTube channel, so you guys can check her out and subscribe. She usually does a live show every Thursday around 9 p.m. Eastern time, which I guess would be 6 p.m. Pacific time, because she's out on the West Coast, and I, of course, am on the East Coast. So, yeah, check her out. She is wonderful, and hope I get the chance to collaborate with her sometime. But yes, this is part 4 to my mental health awareness series, and this one, I have titled it, Reaching Out, It's Not a One-Way Street. And the reason why I titled that, because it is true, it is not a one-way street when reaching out to somebody for help or for guidance of, or just... needing anything in general. You know, it's not a one-way street, and it shouldn't be that way. And I have a lot of experience with it from both sides. I have experience for being the one that is always reaching out, and I have experience also of being the one that some people are reaching out to, but I don't always reach back, you know? Because that's a common thing with people who struggle with mental illnesses, and... You know, and it's very unfortunate because, like, I've been on both sides of it, and I'm not perfect. I don't pretend to be. In my lowest moments, that I try to reach out to the people that I trust most in those situations, and they don't always reach back, and it hurts. It does, and I don't know how many of those people will be watching this, but yeah, it hurts to reach out when you are most vulnerable and you're most fragile and feeling your lowest, and like, I was gonna try to be, politically correct and, not, be so blunt about it, but just when you're feeling your most fucked up and, in your head and thinking some dark things, like potentially harming yourself, whether it's cutting or drug abuse or even suicide, because I've had my moments where those thoughts have crossed my mind, as I've mentioned on previous episodes, and I've had a lot of friends who have been vulnerable in those situations. And, I try to reach out to some people when I'm in those moments, and, if I reach out to maybe 4 or 5 people, maybe one of them might respond. And it's usually the same person every time, and And most of the time I'm okay with that because she is someone that I'm, you know, that I'm very fond of, and hopefully she knows who she is. And I've also had friends who have reached out to me when they are feeling at their lowest, and sometimes I'm not always there as much as I try to be, you know. And, you know, sometimes, and you know, when I find out that something happened, you know, whether it was because I didn't reach back to them, you know, whether or not that was a factor, I don't know. But, you know, I feel some sense of guilt when that happens because I have, like, I tend to have, like, a very small circle of friends that I discuss mental issues with, because I feel like, you know, again, as part of my Break the Stigma campaign that I've been doing for the last almost a month now, and just that, because a lot of people don't really understand how anxiety and depression and panic attacks and you know, and other things like bipolar disorder and manic depressive, which is bipolar, you know, just because there's two names for it, so and other mental illnesses, like, that they don't know, that they're not, I guess, properly informed and educated on it, so they don't know how to respond to that and how to comfort you, you know. You know, and I understand that, you know, that does make it harder to be that shoulder to cry on, you know, so to speak. But it's just, like I said, like, I feel like I'm gonna repeat myself a lot on this one, and if I do, I'm sorry, and it's just, you know, because sometimes I don't know any other way to say it other than to just repeat what I've said already. You know, but just, you know, reaching out, yeah, it really is not just a one-way street. You know, most people, they treat it like it is. Like, they always feel like, oh, don't be afraid to reach out to me, you know, like, if you need anything. And, you know, I say that too. I say that to a lot of people, and a lot of people say that to me. You know, and I try my best to be as genuine about it as I possibly can. You know, because I've been on both sides of it. I've been the one that reaches out and people don't reach back, and I've been the one that people have reached out to, and for whatever reason at the time I didn't reach back, and I've tried to break that habit. I really do, and that's like earlier today. You know, I'm recording this, well, actually it was technically yesterday, because I'm recording this at 3:43 a.m. Saturday morning, because I just finished watching the Film Junkie Vodka stream that went 3.5 hours. That was a lot of fun. You should definitely check him out as well. And, you know, I sent a few select friends, you know, message, basically just telling them, you know, if I can remember exactly what it was, because I sent it to a select few that, you know, that I wanted to get to receive this message about. I said you're an amazing human being. Never let anyone or anything make you feel otherwise, because that is my attempt to reach out to my friends. You know, because you just never know what's going on with some people. That's something that I've you know, tried to emphasize with a lot of people. Like, when people, like, if you get into an altercation with somebody in a grocery store, for example, and, you know, they yell at you over the stupidest thing, like you snatched, like, the last jar of pickles or whatever, and they lash out at you like it's, you know, like if their life, like, you know, over that jar of pickles, like, having that jar of pickles is, you know, their life depends on it kind of reaction. You know, it's because you don't know what is going on in that person's life to trigger such a emotional reaction to something that is seemingly so minuscule, you know? And that's why I'm trying to get into the habit of just letting my friends know that I'm there for them by saying these sending these messages to them, you know, unprovoked, essentially. You know, to let them know that I care. And, you know, I don't know how they feel about me sending these messages. And a few of them did respond very gratefully, but not all of them have. So, the ones that haven't responded, I don't know how they feel about it. You know, because I try not to speak out of turn, because I know, because I've gotten into trouble in the past for, you know, speaking out of turn, you know, to put it in a, you know, simpler terms. So I try to be careful with what I say, because I don't want it to get me in trouble, and I don't want it to get my friend in trouble. So, you know, because, again, I've been on both sides of that situation as well. And yeah, again, just trying to find the right words to describe these things. And but it's just, yeah, because it just feels like for a lot of friendships, and even, you know, with family members, that to an extent, that the whole idea of just reaching out, you know, that it feels like it's a one-way, it does feel like it's a one-way street, and a lot of times it does feel like that for me, you know, and I want people to know that it's not a one-way street, like, you know, like, it shouldn't have to be just that one person always being the one to have to reach out. We should be reaching out to each other, you know. There shouldn't always have to be a reason. I shouldn't have to only reach out when I'm at my lowest point, you know. You know, but then at the same time, on the flip side of that, I shouldn't have to expect everybody to just come running to me when I feel like I need attention, you know. You know. Like, I know in my last podcast I said, you know, that sometimes it's okay to be selfish, but, you know, in situations like that, it's a little trickier, you know, because, you know, it's human nature. We want attention. We all want attention from the people that, you know, we feel are most important to us, you know, whether it's, you know, a friend or a family member or someone that you're, you know, interested in intimately or romantically, and you want them to pay more attention to you, you know, whether it's a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband or wife, yeah, or hell, even if you have a dog or a cat, and you want them to pay more attention to you, dependency. That's what I was trying to think of. Like, we shouldn't be dependent on just life being that way. You know, we shouldn't have to depend on being the one that reaches out or being the one that people reach out to all the time. You know, that's why I say we should be able to reach out to each other more. You know, I feel like I'm the one that's always reaching out, and that people don't reach back when I reach out to them. You know, it's like, you know, I can't tell you how many messages that I see that, you know, when I send out these heartfelt messages to my friends to let them know that, you know, hey, I love you and I'm here for you if you ever need someone to talk to about anything, and then I'm left on read. You know, so that's never fun, being left on read after sending a heartfelt message to someone that you care about. Yeah, not just friends. It hurts. It does. Yeah, and it's not a good feeling, and it doesn't do much to help with the feelings of, you know, for myself at least, it doesn't help me up here, because I have a lot of feelings of insecurities when it comes to things like that. And it triggers those feelings of stuff that I'd felt years ago about, you know, feeling rejected and unwanted, you know? Yeah, and I don't like feeling that way. And it also, like I mentioned in the last podcast, that about feeling invisible. You know, that I reach out and then they don't reach back. It's like I feel like I'm invisible. And it's not fun to feel that. It's not fun feeling that way. It's really not. And just, I know also, like, it's not easy for everybody to reach out. You know, I understand that. I do. Because opening up about our struggles, you know, mentally especially, because of, again, the stigma that comes along with it, for, you know, because a lot of people who do not truly understand it, because, you know, either they haven't dealt with it themselves, or they don't truly know anybody who has, you know, that they look at it as how it's portrayed in entertainment, like, you know, in the medication commercials that we see all the time, where it's just one person, like the one that I always remember, like, it's a little girl talking about the mom having bipolar disorder, and it's like, oh, my mom has bipolar disorder, or daddy says mommy has bipolar, I wish she would get better so she can play with me, and they just show the mom just, you know, that's one of the things that I think on the first podcast that I did about, you know, for this mental health series, that it angers me how they just, that's how they depict mental illness in these commercials. Just sigh, this life's so tough, you know, living in my nice polished pearly white house, you know, with the nice car in the driveway and the beautiful, perfect beautiful children. Yeah. I mean, it's also like some of the people who don't reach out, it's because they're afraid of being judged, or being made fun of, or being mocked and not taken seriously. I've been in those shoes as well, where, you know, that I'm afraid to reach out because I don't know what reaction I'm gonna receive, what kind of response I'll receive from the individuals I've chosen to reach out to. And sometimes that's a worse feeling, you know, the feeling that you want to reach out but there's, it's just holding you back, and you can't, you know? Like, and it goes back to the other thing I've talked about, where, like, I feel like with certain people, when I do message them, that I always apologize and think, because I don't want to bother them, you know, and that's what it is, because, like, I'm reaching out to them, but then I'm hesitant, because I don't want to be bothering them, I don't want to be an inconvenience to them in that moment, you know, which, a lot of the time, those of us who do struggle with mental illnesses, that's how we feel like we are a burden to others, and I've talked about that in the first part one, I guess you could call it, of this series, and that is why a lot of people don't reach out, because we feel like we're bothering others, that we are being a burden onto their lives, you know, which is, you know, it's easy to say we shouldn't feel that way, but you can't help how you feel, you know. And, you know, and this is a big reason why I've made it, you know, my life's mission to be an advocate for mental health and education, the proper education of mental health and treatments for mental health and medications, and just encouraging people to be open more about it, you know, like, and I say that, and I've been fairly open in these. You know, four videos count, including this one that I've done so far, but at the same time, I'm still hesitant to truly open up on certain aspects of my struggles that I've had, because in my head I still have that little mental blockade of, you know, what are people gonna think if I talk about these things? What are they gonna say about me? What are they gonna say to me about it? Yeah, and I shouldn't feel that way, but I do. I can't help that that's how I feel. Excuse me. feel like I have the hiccups, sorry. But like, again, like, we shouldn't feel that way, but we can't help that that's how we feel. You know, and I know, speaking for myself only, I can't help that I feel that way. I know I shouldn't, but I do. I shouldn't feel like I'm a burden to others. I shouldn't be afraid to reach out. I shouldn't hesitate to reach out when I feel like I need it the most. But that is how I feel in those moments because of the insecurities that I do feel. You know, and that goes back to a lot of stuff that happened with friends and people in school, you know, whether it was high school or middle school, or, you know, when I was taking classes to become a medical assistant, you know, just insecurities of being around certain people that I perceive to be better than me. You know, not that they say they're better than me or think that they're better than me. It's that I think they are better than me. So I feel like they're like up here, way up here, and I'm way down here in my head in comparison to them. So I'm afraid to open up to them and reach out to them and, you know, seek their guidance, so to speak. And that's why I always tell people that I'm very shy, and it takes a lot for me to really open up privately, you know, in a one-on-one situation. You know, and like I said, I know I've opened up quite a lot doing these videos, but you know, there's still a lot to my story that I haven't shared yet. And over time, I know I will, but it's going to take time for me to get comfortable with some of these stories. You know, I say it as stories, as if it's like, you know, little fairy tales or whatever, but no, because this is my life story, and I feel like by doing these videos, these are chapters in my story that I hope that whoever is, you know, metaphorically reading the story, that it is helping them. You know, that, like, if I'm not, like, if I, like, if they, if I can't directly reach out to whoever is watching this, and they can't, and that they can't directly reach back, that I'm hoping that just hearing what I'm saying, that maybe it's triggering some thoughts in their heads, positive thoughts, hopefully. I don't like to promote negativity. I try very hard not to. I know on this podcast, you know, off and on for almost 2 years that I've been doing this now, that I've said stuff that, you know, might have upset some people, and depending on whatever it was that I was saying, in the moments that I said those things, I meant them. You know, I'm not gonna pretend that what I said, the things that I said, I did not mean them, because in the moment, if I said it, it's because I meant it. Now, whatever after effects of the things that I've said, whatever those have caused, I am sorry for, and I apologize for. I've even apologized directly to certain people because of some of the things that I've said. Because, you know, I don't like to upset, disappoint, or offend anybody. You know, that is not my goal. That is not the kind of person I want to be. That is not the mark that I want to leave on this world. I don't want to be someone who just creates negativity and fuels hatred and, you know, just evil in the world. I want to promote positivity and goodwill towards each other, and just, again, just not being afraid to reach out. But I want the reaching out to be on both sides. The ones who are struggling to reach out, and the ones who have the struggling friends and struggling loved ones to reach out. Just because, you know? Because you never know what's happening with in someone's, you don't know how a person's day is going. Like one of my friends that I sent that message to, telling them that they are an amazing human being. You know, that they've told me, they thanked me and said because they really needed it. And I just said to them, like, that's what I'm here for. You know, because I want to be, if I can be, you know, an influence on anything or anyone, I hope that I'm a positive influence. Because that's what I want to promote in this world. I want to promote positivity and happiness and good things. And like the quote from Mr. Feeney on that last episode of Boy Meets World: dream, try, do good. And I hope that I am. And I guess that's where I'm gonna end this episode of the Men in Tights podcast. I hope that you enjoyed hearing me talk for the last 26 minutes and counting. And just, I always say, don't be afraid to reach out to me if you can. And if not, then don't be afraid to reach out to your loved ones. You know, like I said, whether you're the one who's struggling or you're a friend of somebody who might be struggling, just reach out. Just, you know, sending each other, if you're just sending a friend or, you know, relative, just a random message of saying, you know, you are a good, you know, I love you, or, you know, you are a great human being, you're an awesome person, you know, you're the coolest. Just any kind of positive message like that. You know, just don't be afraid to send those to anybody, because it can make a big difference in somebody's day. Trust me, it does for me. It does. And again, like I said, check out Stella's YouTube channel. That link is in the description. Like I said, she is just one of the most beautiful people I've ever known. I've been quite fond of her for a very, very long time. Since her old YouTube channel that she used to have about over a decade ago. And like I said, Stella, if you're watching, would love to collaborate with you sometime on pretty much anything. You know, of course, you know, the logistics of it might be a little difficult. You know, I'm in North Carolina, you're in California, but we'll figure something out. You know, just, you know, my podcast email is in the description, so if you want to, just write me on there. So, and yeah, and also, like I said, if you want to pick up this shirt for yourself, visit themidside.com/store. That link is in the description as well. And also listen to the Welcome to the Midside podcast. You know, themidside.com, you know, archived all of their episodes up to this point. They usually have an episode up every Monday or sometimes Sunday, depending on, you know, how the schedule goes for the guys that host that are on there. But yeah, check out themidside.com. You know, they're awesome. And you know, if you follow me on Twitter at IamFositude, and follow me on Vero and Instagram, both of them are at Fositude. Like I always say, my DMs are always open on all three of them. Tweet me. You can tweet me anytime. You can send me something on Instagram or Vero. You know, and even if I don't respond right away, I do respond eventually. I try my best. So, you know, it's just, especially lately, I've, you know, been trying to stay off social media more because it's just so much chaos that I'm trying to avoid the chaos. It's. And also check out my previous podcasts that are on here. You know, the Worst to Best podcast, my movie reviews, classic wrestling pay per views, retro film reviews, other podcasts episodes on here, and also my three previous mental health awareness videos. My first one that I did at the beginning of May, and then called Break the Stigma, and then the one I did a couple weeks ago about bullying. And also, please check out my to the people charity link for my Break the Stigma t-shirt. Let me see where it's sitting at right now as of this recording. All right, let me refresh the page. Hurry up and finish. Sorry, it's taking a little while. Shit, it's freezing up. I hate when this thing's freezing. I probably should not have refreshed it. That's what I get. There it goes. It's 3 days, just over 3 days left on this, with $45 raised and 9 shirts sold. That link will be in the description. You have only just over 3 days as of this recording to contribute to that first campaign. So hopefully you can squeeze a couple more sales in there. But I'll have more coming in the future. And my regular Benetites Podcast store. That link will be in the description as well for t-shirts and stickers and hoodies and tank tops and whatever else that's in there. I lose track of it. I have so much stuff that's in there with all these different designs. Let me see, how many designs do I have? 24 designs. I have 24 designs on there. 4 of them are just different color versions of the same thing. I have plenty of options in there if you're interested, or if you want to submit a new design for me. I'm actually working on some stuff right now. But if you want to share some ideas with me, like I said, just hit me up on Twitter, @IamFozitude. And also, my Patreon, that's in the description as well. $1 a month if you want to become a patron of the Minotites Podcast, contributing to my little Hall of Justice, as I call it. I was going to call it Fortress of Solitude since I am a big Superman fan, but Hall of Justice just sounded nicer, at the time at least. Thank you all so much for watching and for listening and subscribing, and I love and appreciate every single one of you who do. I truly do. I'm not just, like I said, I'm not just reciting it off a script. I'm meaning that directly from my heart. I'm genuine when I say that, and like I said, my DMs are always open, and my social media stuff, that's all in the description as well. If you want to get direct link to all of them. And this has been the Minotites Podcast. I am Julian, and I will see you all next time. Bye-bye.